Five Starring You fans, I'm Erica Taylor. Check out my interview with Grayson Chance.
The opportunity to meet and even interview a celebrity is an exciting prospect to countless Americans. At Mount St. Mary Academy in Tonawanda, students have an opportunity to do just that. It's a program called Live Starring You. It was created by longtime freelance journalist, author, and teacher Tim O'Shai, who says the concept first began as a book.
What I did is I spent about 5 years interviewing every person in the spotlight who I could find. So I found myself interviewing Hilary Duff backstage and getting a tour of her tour bus and going backstage at a Jonas Brothers Miley Cyrus concert, interviewing most of the cast of High School Musical, and the list goes on and on.
The idea was to publish a book that would educate young readers about life in the pop world, and not just on the stage or red carpet.
I needed to promote the book, and I thought, well, I'm a teacher, and there are a lot of kids who love this concept of celebrity. Why not run workshops that give kids a chance to talk to celebrities? So I started running what I called at the time celebrity journalist boot camps and connecting kids with different Live Starring You interviewees over the phone.
As you can imagine, the program was quite attractive to many students, including 12th grader Allie Napoli.
I've always wanted to be a reporter. That's been my dream since I was in, fifth grade. When I signed up for this class, I did not know whatsoever that we were going to be doing these really amazing interviews. I had no clue. And Mr. O'Shai, at first, the very first interview I ever did, oh my gosh, it was scary.
Napoli's first interview was with actress America Ferrera, best known for her lead role in the TV series Ugly Betty.
I was so nervous at first. Oh my goodness. But we went in and we took the initiative. We talked to her. She was really kind of difficult to get her attention. But us as students, we walked up to her. We asked her to sit down and talk. And we had a really, really good conversation with her.
Fellow senior Jessica Wachinski signed up for the class partly because she, too, liked the idea of meeting celebrities. But she had her own personal motive.
A big thing for me, too, is that I plan on going to school for music and I plan on being a musician. So for me, I wanted to interview people that have done that and have been there because I know that some of the struggles that I've been through, I'm sure that they've been through, and I wanted to really get an in-depth, real answer from them about what they've done and what they've gone through and if it was some of the same things.
Wachinski's first interview was with musician Andy Grammer.
I did the interview and it was fine. I asked him a couple questions about obviously his music, but then afterwards I said, I really want to go to school for music, and I know you went to Brockport at some point, so that's pretty close to here. Did you go to school for music? Where did you go to school for music? And I just kept, asking him questions because I'm at the time, I was right in the midst of starting to look at colleges, and I was kind of overwhelmed, and I really wanted to hear what he had to say. And what was kind of interesting is he didn't initially go to school for music.
While the girls enjoy the opportunity to meet celebrities up close and personal, O'Shai notes there's also a lesson to be taught in the celebrity's life off the spotlight. While not everyone may sympathize with a celebrity's lifestyle, O'Shai wants his girls to see that it's not all glamour and parties. There are also many hours of micromanaged activities behind the scenes and very little privacy.
We interviewed Justin Bieber, and he was, he walked out of a dressing room, which I'm sure was probably, 10 feet by 10 feet, and into a huge crowd of people who were all shooting his photo. And, Miranda Cosgrove, we interviewed her last summer, and she, it was in a steamy, stuffy trailer. She did a great job on stage, but, the red carpet kind of begins and ends on that way to the stage. And once you walk off it, you are really a very normal person living a very abnormal life. And the cool thing is our students at Mount St. Mary Academy have had a chance to see what that's like from the inside and then go tell stories to the world about it.
O'Shai says about half of those asked agree to be interviewed for the program. Those who agree seem more comfortable while being questioned by the girls.
I think they absolutely do. Many of them have said that. And even more so, I think they enjoy it more. I don't think they're necessarily uncomfortable with someone like me or someone like you asking the questions, but they've done that so much. When the questions are coming from a 15, 16, 17-year-old who's not done this for very long or maybe has never done it before, it's, I think, a lot more rewarding for the, for the person who's answering the questions.
The students are also becoming more comfortable, including Wachinski. While she may not pursue a career in entertainment journalism, she's gaining confidence for her own career path in music, thanks to her experiences interviewing established celebrities.
You know, I know I'll get on stage and maybe I'll mess up, maybe it won't be my best, but I'll learn something from it. And no matter what happens, then every experience I'll be growing as a performer and as an individual.
That's the truth. You know, I'm not a normal kid really anymore.
Live Starring You posts many of its interviews on YouTube, and the program is detailed on the school's website. You can get the link to that website on our own at wbfo.org. Michael Mrosiak, WBFO News.